was very impressed, you know, from minute one, you know, right till the end of the game. I thought we showed a lot of tenacity in our work today. You know, our contacts were, you know, full blooded, and you know, we spoke a little bit about Gateshead and how they play, and we identified a number of people that we needed to make sure we were aggressive around. And I thought, you know, our middle, well, across the whole field, we were aggressive, and you know, the young boys need to take, you know, have a pat on the back for their effort today, because the defensive work was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a day for tough guys out there. They're a big pack, aren't they? And your pack, arguably aren't the biggest, but by heck, they compete, don't they?
Well, we're very young, aren't we? We said it's all of this year's about us growing as a group and your maturity as a group. And you know, I think to me, it's clear to see that the maturity into a team that's going to have a right crack at it come at the end of the year. You know, we're very good. We're very adept at playing, you know, with the ball in our hand and, you know, some structured stuff. And we've been a little bit critical this year of the boys. You know, sometimes when we had to get our hands dirty, we came second best, such as against Oldham. But you know, the maturing into a team that can play in a number of ways, and I couldn't be more prouder than some of the stuff that they did today.
You've been absolutely adamant in midweek that you'd not shown your best side against Newcastle in the two games that you've played against them this season, and that you owed them one today, and certainly the lads turned it on big style, didn't they?
Yeah, do you know, we were a little bit upset on both occasions against Newcastle. One, we didn't perform particularly well, and what I'll say without getting into trouble is I think it's really important that professional sports you win classy as well, and take from that what, you know, read between the lines on that one, Andy.
Yeah, you had one or two selection decisions to make today. Can't have been easy. There were guys that were pushing for a place that possibly had to leave out. Happy with the way things went from a selection point of view?
Yeah, I thought the blokes that came into the team were excellent. Chris Browning did exactly what I'd asked him to do. He came off the interchange and ran off on, you know, messy process around the ruck, and he's really hard to handle when he does that, Chris. And I thought it was really good today. You know, Colin Roach came back in for Blaggy, and you know, Blaggy should feel a little bit harsh done by, because I think he's been really good since he came to the club. But you know, I thought Colton gave us a lot of energy, and you know, just gave us some quicker rucks around the middle, especially when their big blokes got a little bit tired. And I thought Nev Morrison came back into the team, and I thought Nev was outstanding. You know, he's so hard to handle the early plays. Drops into the centre a little bit and asks a different questions than Greg Minikin, and they form such a dangerous partnership. Yeah, I was really pleased with what they did today.
Yeah, arguably his best performance today in a night shirt, Nev Morrison. He was very, very effective carrying that ball out of defence particularly. James Clare didn't play today. Reasons behind that, James?
Yeah, I believe he's signing for Bradford Bulls. And they didn't want him to play today because he's going to obviously join their squad and be part of their campaign. I mean, James has played to an outstanding level for us since he's been here, so it's no surprise that, you know, top clubs like Bradford are interested in him. But it just shows the character that the bloke's got when he's come down today, not playing. It's not his parent club, is it, where the dual reg club has come down. He's helped the boys warm up, he's run the messages on, he's been there singing the song like he really is a York City Knight. You know, that's the character of a professional rugby league player that club should be built around.
Yeah, this question of dual reg, obviously there's some sort of a clause in there that this week there's got to be a decision on James Clare and Michael Channing as to whether they're going to be available to you for the rest of the season. Have you any indication of where that might go? Obviously, James Clare, that seems to be tied up now, but what about Michael Channing, James?
Well, we spoke to Steve Gill and the other kind of, you know, chief administrator at Castleford, and we'll get back in touch with him this week, and we'll see where we're at. Obviously, the decision lies with Daryl. Michael Channing's a very good player, and you know, it wouldn't surprise me to see Michael playing Super League for Castleford again this year. And you know, I want the best for Michael as well. He's come down here, and his character's also superb. You know, I always mention James Clare, I never mention Michael Channing, but he's just the same. He gives his all on the field, he gives his all on the training ground, and he's great in and around the club. So I wish the best for him, but obviously at the same time, I hope he stays with us, but we'll have to see what happens.
And you feel, obviously, that if they're not available to you, that you've got reasonable cover, people like Liam Cunningham and others that will be able to come in and fill that breach easily.
No, you've got, no, it's probably a little bit harsh to call players like Liam Cunningham and Tyler Craig cover, because they are good players in their own right. You know, Tyler's very pacey, Liam Cunningham's, you know, very smart, and he's a handful, is a big thing. And they probably, you know, they're probably a little bit hard done by not to be in the starting team. They're good players. But that's the situation I wanted to create at York. We've been working pretty hard to do so. We've got a very promising, talented young squad. And there's going to be two players coming to the squad next week as well, which fit the bill. You know, they're my kind of players, the young, best years in front of them, good kids, and good athletes as well.
Yeah, there were rumours that you were going to have to find some money to keep Jordan Howden for the rest of the season. I understand now that he's actually re-signed for Castleford. You're shaking your head. You're obviously better informed than I am, James.
Well, that's where, you know, a little bit of knowledge is dangerous, isn't it, I suppose. Well, Jordan's contracted to Castleford, and he's contracted to Castleford to the end of the season. You know, whether he stays here on loan or whether they release him or whether we sign him, you know, it doesn't make a difference. He's going to be here. You know, I mean, Andy, that kind of nonsense on the terraces, you know, I'll let you and the sports talk about that. I'll leave that one.
Yeah. Okay, James. Just finally, next week, you've got to run now of five games that, in league terms, look as though they might be easier games, but that's certainly not the case, is it?
No, we need to really focus on our process and our performances. You know, today we were really good today, but there were parts of the game that we were scratchy, you know. So when we have a look at that, we can be a lot better than that. And that's what we need to focus on. You know, for these five games, to avoid complacency, we need to be aiming to improve every week throughout it. And make no bones about it, those teams at the bottom of the table, they'll see us as a cup final, and they'll want to knock us off. And we need to make sure we go there with our attitude, you know, bang on. And up. And, you know, if the boys don't, then, you know, they'll be left out of the team. Now, that's a clear warning that the performances need to be right up there through this five-game period.
Yeah. And just finally, injuries today. I noticed Ryan Mallinder looked as though he took a heavy knock just late in the game. Anything, you know, is that going to be a problem long-term or not?
I don't think it'll be a long-term issue. You know, he's a tough boy, as Ryan, but, you know, both him and Mickey Liam have, you know, left the field with concussion. I gave them both a specific job. It was probably pretty obvious what it was when you from watching the game. and they've done the job that well. They've concussed themselves, but that's the character that they've got. You know, they're willing to put the bodies on line for the rest of the group.